This weekend, the moon dances between Jupiter and Saturn. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. Friday and Saturday night, the moon is in the waxing crescent phase. But by Sunday, it'll be a first quarter moon, what some call a half moon. And a moon with a shadow is so much fun to look at through a telescope. The shadow helps define features like craters and mountains. And because the shadow moves so much from day to day, you can observe every night and find something new. And while you have your telescope out, you can sweep over to the two best planets to look at through a telescope, Jupiter and Saturn. On Friday night, Jupiter will be to the right of and slightly below the moon. It'll look like a bright white star that doesn't twinkle. On Saturday, the moon will be a little further away, almost dead center between Jupiter and Saturn. And on Sunday, the first quarter moon will be right next to Saturn, which looks like a bright yellow star that doesn't twinkle. The best time to observe these targets is just after sundown. Jupiter sets around 10 p.m., so you'll need to get out early. Not that you need any help finding the moon, but this weekend, it's in the southern to southwestern sky in the evening. Look at Jupiter through a telescope, and you'll see its four largest moons flanking the giant planet. Through a large telescope, you may even make out some cloud bands. Saturn, of course, is known for its rings, which you can make out through most telescopes. Larger telescopes will reveal the Cassini division, or the gap between the two most prominent rings. So this weekend, take advantage of the clear skies and do a little spying on our celestial neighbors. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.